We are now joined by Eric Jones, driver of the number 20 Freightliner Toyota. First of all, congrats on your win last week, but we're happy to open it up for questions. Go ahead, Dustin.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. So I know you didn't have a whole lot of time to celebrate, but how did you get to enjoy that win before you went up to Slinger? I think some of the Xfinity guys talked about a party at your place, and how else did you enjoy it this week?
Yeah, it was. It wasn't much time, but it was a little bit. I mean, we got back, and it was pretty late, but some of my buddies were waiting over at my house and had some celebrations ready for me. So that was fun. We got to hang out for a minute and then had an early flight out to Slinger, and had a good time up there with the guys. And actually a lot of the guys on that team were guys I've known for a long time, so it was kind of fun to hang out with them and reminisce and celebrate a little bit. But then we got back to it, and it was just been a kind of whirlwind week, with all the travel back and forth between Wisconsin and then getting back for kind of a day on Wednesday and then leaving on yesterday morning pretty early again. So it was a really busy week, and it was nice to just kind of chill out last night, finally, back in the motorhome, and be able to focus a little bit on this weekend. Oh, yeah. Yeah, all that, and had signs made up inside my house, and I still haven't got it all cleaned up because I haven't been home. But, it's kind of a mess right now.
We'll go to Mark and the kids to the back.
Mark Garrow, PRN. Now that you've had a little bit of time, what does this win mean? They ask you that at the spur of the moment. It's pretty tough to answer it right there in victory lane or on the racetrack. But in the quiet moments this week, what has it meant to you?
Well, it's it's kind of the same thing I said. Honestly, I felt like I put it in words pretty good, and it hasn't changed too much since. It really is just a big win for me and my family. I mean, it was it was a lot of years of hard work to get to the cup level, and then a lot more years of hard work to get up to the cup level, and and working here for the last year and a half to get to that point. So it was a lot of effort from a lot of people, and the first thing that came to mind for me was family, and then from there my race team and how happy I was for them and the work they put in, because they've worked really hard every week and all year, and Chris Gale's worked really hard all year to make sure we're on the right track, and these last 3 weeks we continued to improve, and that continuous improvement is what eventually got us to victory lane. So it was just cool to see the hard work pay off and kind of see how it all had worked out.
Can you walk us through just getting home and these people waiting on you, and just what did you see? You opened up the car door or what?
Yeah, I met my family at the airport. They were waiting for me in Concord, and got to see them for a minute, and then I went right back home, and it was about probably 4:15 in the morning at that point, and all my buddies were waiting there for me. They had signs and everything made up, congrats and all that, and it was pretty cool. They were having a good time in there waiting on me, I could tell. So I got to go in there and enjoy that with them, and it was just cool to see them all. It was cool that, I mean, it was late. It was almost 4:30 in the morning at that point, so it was cool to see them stick it out and wait for us to get back.
Eric, Alex Gray from the Grueling Truth Radio Network. First off, congratulations on the win last week. What's the mentality for the rest of the regular season? What's the big focus?
For me, it's going to be stage points and playoff points, just trying to earn as many as we can. And, we just need to work on getting a little bit of a buffer for the first round of the playoffs. And obviously we're really excited to be in the playoffs at this point. But, we also want to do really well in them. And we want to succeed through the first and second rounds and make sure we can make a run at this thing. And just focus on what we got to do to compete with Truex and Kyle and Harvick and what we got to do to go up and contend with them. And like I said, hopefully getting some stage points and some playoff points as well.
Go right here.
Steve Conley, WQIO Radio. Eric, you kind of mentioned this, and Chris Gale talked about it last week. Joe Gibbs has mentioned it. The momentum that your team has seen over the last couple weeks and the momentum that it's building coming off of Daytona. Is your team ready to compete with the big three that we continue to talk about? Are you there, or is there still work that your team has to do?
I think I think we're getting really close. Excuse me. I think there's still work we got to do, but we're coming into a stretch of really good tracks for us. We we went through Sonoma and Chicago, which Sonoma is definitely not a good track for me, and had a good run. And Chicago is an okay track for myself, and we had a good run there. And then obviously getting that win at Daytona. So there's a lot of momentum on our side for almost the last month now, and we want to keep that rolling, obviously. But I think there's going to be a little bit of work to do to catch them. But like I said, these tracks that are coming up are really good for myself and really good for JGR and in places where we ran pretty well last year. So hopefully we can use that to our advantage and figure out what it's going to take to get up there.
Go to Allie. Gary. Allie Davidson, NASCAR.com. So Kentucky is a track that you've seen a lot of success in the Xfinity Series, and you're, you know, one start last year. This turn three that Harvick talked a lot about on the broadcast last year, how do you wrangle that, you know, underrated, you know, difficult turn, you know, heading in there?
Yeah, it's become more difficult since the repave. So when they reconfigured one and two, it made it a lot faster. And you're carrying so much speed into turn three, and it looks like you're taking a hard left in a parking lot kind of when you go in the corner, because it's so flat and so wide. And, you know, the tough balance, obviously, is getting your heights right through one and two and making sure that your car is as low as it can be in three and four, which it's never really going to be. But if you can get your car handling really well down there and really, really hooking the line well and getting in the corner secure, you're going to be in a pretty good spot. So it's not an easy thing to do, and we had a pretty good car last year for that, but we just got to really work on entry today, make sure it's secure, and then work on the second half of the corner from there. And usually one and two kind of comes with that.
Go ahead, Gary.
Gary Graves, Associated Press. How have you been able to digest your victory in terms of what it means for some of the younger drivers and coming to a track like this? Granted, you know, you have, you know, limited experience here, but in light of your runs, how confident are you this week in terms of trying to break through?
Well, I'm really confident. excuse me. I'm really confident. But, you know, I think overall it's for the young guys, for one of us to get a win is really important. And, you know, hopefully I'd love to be the guy that gets some more. I mean, I guess that sounds greedy, but, you know, you want to be the young guy that's really taking the lead on it. And if we could go out and get some more wins, it'd be really good for the young guys and for us. And you know, I'd like to see the other guys get up there and contend as well, and they've been good, and eventually, you know, we're all going to be winning races on a consistent basis. It just takes time and experience and effort to get to that point, so we're all trying to figure out how to do it. And you know, I think this is a good step, and I think we've been getting really closer and closer each week, and hopefully we can kind of keep this rolling for it.
Ed Stevens at the Bowling Green Daily News. Obviously, you're still a younger driver in this sport, but the experience you pick up with each race, you feel like maybe even compared to where you were last year, just how much experience you gained, how much more confident you feel in this Cup Series right now?
Yeah, I feel way more confident now than last year, even before the Daytona win. I mean, I felt just more comfortable and, you know, knew what to expect. I mean, there's so many times I went to the track last year and we'd be sitting on pit road before practice and I'd be like, I have no idea how to get around this place in a Cup car, and you just sit there and hope you can figure it out quickly when you roll out on the track. And this year, you know, we've went back to most places and it's like, oh, okay, I've got a, you know, a memory bank of what we need to do here to be fast and be successful. And especially tracks we ran well at, you know, we ran well here last year finishing sixth, and you can look back on your notes and say, okay, this is what we did to get to this point or that point, and that makes things quite a bit easier from a driver's standpoint. So just having that notebook mentally and physically has been a pretty big advantage.
Wrap it with Jerry.
Jerry Jordan, Kicking the Tires, Dynet and Performance Racing Network. We've heard some drivers say the cars need to be more difficult to drive. We've heard some younger drivers say they are difficult to drive. What's your take on the cars and how hard it is to control them going down the track?
Well, if somebody said they're not difficult to drive, they're lying, or they've got a really, really good car. I mean, these are some of the most difficult cars I've driven in my racing career, especially my NASCAR career. You know, it's I came up driving pretty high downforce stuff, which they were hard to drive. I mean, yeah, but we had good cars, and you were able to get them driving pretty well. These things right now, you never really get them driving that well. They drive okay sometimes, but not you know, like you don't feel locked in. In my opinion, I mean, my honest opinion, I think we need some downforce back. I think we need to be able to hustle them again. I remember my Xfinity days and when we had some higher downforce there, and I thought you could just move around and make so much more happen. It feels like a little bit now with the low downforce, you can't really run the middle lanes in a lot of places, and you're kind of just stuck to whatever the, you know, like Chicago, it felt like the bottom was dominant and the 42 was up top, but that was about it. So I thought you saw more guys moving around with more downforce. I'm not saying we need to go, you know, all the way back to what we had or as much as what we ran at the All-Star race, but having a little bit more blade on the cars and would probably not be a bad thing for us, but that's just my opinion.
All righty. Thanks, Eric, and good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.